This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. So somebody needs to ask all these independent media outlets that have been reporting the coronavirus to be a hoax, how can a hoax infect the president of the United States and his wife? Is Melania infected with a hoax? No. She's infected with the coronavirus. Is President Trump infected with a hoax? No. He's infected with the coronavirus, and he has symptoms, such as shortness of breath or, you know, fever and so on. Or at least he did. Maybe by the time you hear this, he's over that. I hope he is. But he had experienced some symptoms, and this virus is real. And perhaps now, perhaps one of the silver linings of Trump catching this virus is that the right-wing conspiracy indie media outlets who have been saying that there is no virus, that it doesn't exist, that no one's dying, and so on, maybe they will rethink their position. Because I've been debating with these individuals and publishers for many, many months, and at least across independent media, they seem to have been winning the minds of the audience, because much of the audience of the right-wing indie media is convinced that there is no virus, no one died, that the whole thing is a hoax. I mean, gosh, I even saw on Summit.news, an article not long ago that was saying that China faked the whole thing to try to trick the United States. Or it was an article about an expert who was claiming that. I don't think that was the opinion necessarily of Paul Joseph Watson, but there was a story there citing an expert who was saying that China faked it. And I thought that was really odd, because I'm not sure how China can fake a total shutdown that was so extreme to the point where satellite images, you know, documented the shutdown activity, or how they could fake all of the incineration ovens, or how they could fake the plunging productivity of their commercial sector, plunging exports and so on, and all the footage that had leaked out of China. I don't think they could fake all that. And in fact, I will add that I think one of the most reliable news sources through all of this, a news source that I admire and that I aspire to sort of mimic to the best we can, is called the Epoch Times. And the Epoch Times has been incredibly accurate in all of this. And the Epoch Times never said that this was a hoax. They continued to report, as I did, that this virus is real, this pandemic is real, it is dangerous, people are dying, especially elderly people, and it was created by China as a weapon against humanity. So the Epoch Times and us, Natural News, we have consistently and repeatedly reported the same thing without changing. That has been the story from day one, because that's what the evidence supports. But a lot of independent media, in February, they were saying, oh yeah, it's a biological weapon created by China. And then in March, they started saying, no, it's a hoax. The whole thing's fake. Nobody's dying. The hospitals are empty. And then they went into, oh, masks don't work. And then masks will kill you. And then, you know, it just got worse. And then they would start reporting, oh, the CDC admits that only 6% died, which was not what the CDC reported. That was a complete fabrication, and so on. So there was a sector of the independent media that just sort of ran wild with this bizarre conspiracy interpretation. Even conspiracy is not even the right word. It was just delusional. It's just straight up delusional. And that was pushed by a lot of people who don't have any science knowledge. So they would just say things like, oh, there's no viruses, or, you know, the germ theory doesn't exist. they would say the PCR testing doesn't function. It's all made up, and things like that, which I have designated sort of the flat earth theories of medicine and physiology. So there was that segment of the independent media that had become very, very loud and very prominent in pushing those false, absurd, delusional ideas. But the Epoch Times never did that. And frankly, neither did Breitbart News either. Breitbart is sort of more mainstream conservative. They never went down that road of saying the virus doesn't exist, nobody's dying. Not at all. It was just more kind of edgy independent media outlets and more, you know, I don't want to name names because I'm not here to try to embarrass anybody, but sort of the ones that are a little more loose with the facts, put it that way. And they ran with all this. And I will name one name, and that's David Icke. And David Icke was a guest that appeared on a lot of these networks and shows and so on. And David Icke, at least the last time I heard an interview with Icke, I believe Icke's position is that there's no virus. He says that it's all 5G. And, you know, not to say anything negative against his person, David Icke is a brilliant researcher in many ways, and he's been highly influential and has had a very important voice on issues like health freedom. But on this issue of the coronavirus, David Icke is just flat out wrong. And yet he has continued to push this absurd theory, at least as far as I can tell, unless he's changed his view on this, you know, without my knowledge. But he had been pushing this theory that there's no virus that causes this condition, this COVID-19. So he and other voices like that had been really pushing this. It was, I think, harmful to America and to the UK to have that disinformation out there, because it encouraged people to avoid taking precautions when precautions are justified, especially in people age 50 and over. Remember, right now, the CDC data shows that if you're infected and you're over the age of 50, but under the age of 70, your chances of dying are 1 in 200. That's a very high risk, much higher than the flu. And if you're over 70, your chances of dying are 1 in 18. That's a 5.4% chance, is actually what it comes out to, of dying. That's a huge risk of death from being infected. That's the infection fatality rate. And it's huge for people over 70. Now, at the same time, the death rate is very, very small for people under, let's say, 30, which is why it makes no sense to lock down students and close down college campuses and so on. That's absurd. But it's also absurd to say that no one's dying from this, that there isn't a virus and we don't need any precautions or protections for anybody. Of course we do. For people age 50 and over, they need to be cautious. They need to wear masks in public places voluntarily, not a mask mandate, but and not all day. I'm not talking about wearing a mask for 8 hours, but having a clean mask while you're shopping in a grocery store to protect the elderly who may be shopping with you. That makes good sense. And yet that has been under attack for all of these months as well. But I hope that with Trump having this infection, maybe some of these more fringe, I don't know what you call them, conspiracy alt-right sites and publishers and so on, maybe they will rethink what they're saying. Maybe they will realize that Trump isn't faking this, that it is real, that Trump is at risk, and that we need to take just common sense precautions, not mandates, not like a medical police state, but just to encourage people, you know, be polite to protect the elderly. That's all. Be polite, protect the elderly, because even though you may not be an elderly person, you might be carrying the virus and you might infect them unless you're wearing a mask in a public place. If you wear a mask, it helps keep the spit in your mask so you don't spread it to someone who's more vulnerable than you are. And that's the whole point of masks. It's not to protect the wearer. And honestly, the independent media has been dishonestly arguing that masks don't work because they don't protect the wearer. And that's intellectually dishonest. They're not designed to protect the wearer. They're designed to trap the spit of someone who is already infected. And they do that. They work in that way. They work very well. They trap the spit, which is why you don't want to wear them for hours on end, because they become full of your spit. But they do work in that way. And the independent media has never acknowledged that they work. And that's dishonest. And that's, frankly, that is harming people. That disinformation is encouraging people to avoid actions that could help protect the lives of others. So these are some things to think about. And thank you for listening, and thank you for being thoughtful on this entire topic. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com. Be sure to follow my podcast at Brighteon.com and also Brighteon.social, where my username there is @HealthRanger. Thank you for listening.